Historical Arts. This is Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. Sherian.
Yep, hold on.
Hey Sherry, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, ready for the weekend. How about yourself?
Oh yeah.
Countdown the hours, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier this summer about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for. Told me to check back towards Q4 because you guys didn't really have anything going on at the time.
Let's see, I thought I saw a fax from you.
From Cardiff?
Yeah.
There might have been. I know we sent a mailer out through the mail. That's typically what I like to follow up on, but
yeah.
It does look like we just mailed one out. You guys might have just seen that, actually.
Maybe that's what I saw. Probably the person you would need to talk to at this time would be Chad.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like, I can transfer you to his extension.
Yeah. Does he maybe have an email in case I don't hear from him, though?
He does. What is his email? I think it's chad@ historicalarts.com.
Historicalarts.com, perfect. Where at in West Jordan are you guys, actually?
Oh, we're about 5600 West and 90th South.
Like, what part of a town is that?
Southwest part of the valley.
I got you, kind of by the mountains.
Are you familiar with Salt Lake area?
Yeah, I'm from Park City, that's why I asked.
Oh. That, a lot of growth out here lately.
Yeah, I know, that's what I hear. I had some family that lived up there in West Jordan as well, so.
Did you remember what used to be the Boys Ranch?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There was a brick company out here. Yeah.
Oh, right in that area, huh?
Yep, that area out there, southwest end, it's just grown like gangbusters.
Well, that's good for you guys, right?
Well, it gives us lots of neighbors. No.
Not so much the business part, though?
No, most of our business is outside of Utah, so.
Oh, I gotcha.
We just manufacture product here, and then it goes out. It's a very... don't have a local base for our products.
Okay, so what is it you guys do, actually? I thought
designers and manufacturers of architectural ornamental metal products.
Oh, nice.
So
you guys...
custom railings, lighting, anything people want make out of metal, we make.
Oh, that's cool. So I'm sure you guys... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes like the whole front of buildings, you know, the decorative columns.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. So I'm sure you guys do, got quite the clientele out there, huh?
Yep.
That's cool. And did you say you could transfer me to Chad?
Yeah, let me see if he's in just a moment.
Perfect. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. You're welcome. Hold on.
Hello, this is Chad.
Hey, Chad, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine, how are you, Patrick?
Good. Getting ready for your weekend out there?
Oh, yeah, we still got a couple hours, but...
Counting down, right?
Yeah.
I understand that. Hey, I just talked to Sherry, excuse me. I've been in contact with her earlier in the year about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and she told me to call back around, start at Q4. And I just briefly talked to her, but she said that that's pretty much up to you guys. So she referred me to you to see if, you guys could use some additional funding right now.
Right now, we don't need any.
Okay, that's good. Things are going pretty well for you guys out there in Utah?
Yeah, they're going great.
That's good. Have you guys already brought on any equipment, anything big, prior to this year for that tax write-off, or?
Not this year, but we have all the equipment we need right now.
Right, everything's still running pretty well?
Yep, Yep.
Okay, that's good too. We also do capital too. So I mean, if you guys had any, you know, cash flow crunches or just needed some cash to you know, use for the business, we could definitely give that for you as well.
Yeah. Right now we're doing okay.
That's good to hear. Is there maybe like a time of year that you guys like to evaluate all the financials, or is it just kind of whenever something comes up?
As far as equipment purchases, it's usually when something comes up, but we have our own sister company that we do the financing through.
Is that like...
We just kind of self-finance our...
I gotcha. Is that like right through the manufacturer, or who is that you guys work with?
No, it's just another company that's owned by the owners, by us.
Oh, I gotcha. Kind of like a joint company then?
Not really a joint company. It's a separate company that just is set up specifically to lease equipment to the manufacturing company.
Oh, is it almost like what's the word I'm looking for? A broker almost, or?
No, not really. It's our company. We own both companies.
Oh, I gotcha. So it's just the equipment side of it?
Right, yeah. So
I see.
When we have to buy a piece of equipment, we just...
get it through the other one.
Yeah.
That's always nice, right? It saves you guys a pretty big chunk of cost.
Yeah, well, that's the intention, so...
I mean, better if it works like that, right? Save you guys a lot of money.
Yeah, we try to. So.
Right. Well, I was just going to say, I had your email at, it looks like chat@historicalarts.com. You mind if I shoot you over my info if something ever comes up? That way you can get back to me?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Perfect. All right, Chad, well, I'll shoot that over if anything comes up. You know, if you guys ever need some cash or, you know, another option for that equipment, we definitely can get that taken care of for you guys.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Chad, enjoy your weekend out there, man.
You too.
Bye. Thanks, bye.